Hello and welcome. It's a joy and a blessing to have you join me today for another message from the cross. Today I've entitled my message, God's Eviction Notice. God's Eviction Notice. Ooh, that doesn't sound too good, does it? Well, we'll find out as we get along here. In the year 1999, a local maritime newspaper, where I was raised, born and raised, long before that, I might add. Anyway, a local maritime newspaper, of which I have an insert right here in my hand, produced a story titled Closer to Heaven. Now, I didn't produce the story. Just keep listening, you'll find out all about it. But the title of the story was Closer to Heaven. It was written by columnist David Swick. Some of you, if you're from the Maritimes, you may recall him. That was in 1999 now, okay? I haven't left the Catholic Church some 10 to 12 years prior to this article, when the Lord God had drawn me to His beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Well, I was pleased to be on the outside looking in instead of, you got it. The secondary heading for Mr. Swick's article, and I quote, Pope John Paul's decree, a welcome shift in Catholic stance. A welcome shift in Catholic stance. I don't know if you're a Catholic or not. I pray you're not. But I used to be a Catholic for up to close to 40 years. And they changed things a lot during the time, and they still are doing so today. I won't get into that. That's another message. I remember well, though, the popularity of Pope John Paul II. He was advocated as the people's pope. The people's pope. And he was, of course, well-liked by many. And now the Pope's opening declaration, according to Mr. Swick, bluntly demonstrated John Paul's great courage, if you will, in declaring that there is no heaven. Yes, that's right. There is no heaven. And even more in saying that there is no hell. Well, if there's no heaven and no hell, I guess Catholics would say, well, that's why we have purgatory. Don't go there now, don't go there. Rather than physical realities, John Paul said that heaven and hell are simply conditions we ourselves create. Interesting. In his terminology, heaven and hell exist when we live close to or separate from God. The plot thickens. According to a response from one of the billions of Catholics raised to believe in a loving God who burns people in an eternal fire, and to accept church dogma or risk that fate, the Pope's announcement, well, it comes as something of a relief. I'm going to stop here and have a little prayer before we go any further, because I feel the need. All right, dear Heavenly Father, I can't believe what I'm reading here so far, but Lord, you know the truth. And it's you we get the truth from, Lord. For the truth is in your word, in the authorized King James 1611 Bible. We thank you for this work, Lord. please help us to understand what's being said here today. And Lord, help us to separate the wheat from the chaff, Lord. When all is said and done, I pray, Lord, that you'll be pleased. And not only pleased, but glorified. For I ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. And for his sake. Amen. No heaven. Ooh, no hell. Ugh. Now, isn't that interesting? A proclamation of such from the hierarchy of the Catholic faith, John Paul II. And only recently, from what I understand, the current Pope, John Paul. Well, I guess that settles it. Or does it? Or does it? If there's no heaven and no hell, then that would mean no gain, only pain. No gain, only pain. Unless, of course, you're a child locked up inside a Catholic glebe house with a deranged sex maniac who calls himself Father. Father, what's-his-face? Now, this was August the 6th, 1999. Did you know that God gave us dominion over the earth? In fact, he said so actually back in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Let's read it. Genesis 1:26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Who's God talking to there? Who is God talking to there? Us. Us. Even though we weren't yet in existence. Adam and Eve weren't yet made until everything else was all prepared either. In a way, it was like a wedding gift to them. This Garden of Eden, right? All they had to do was move in. There was no rent to pay, no lease to bear. Everything was perfect. So, what went wrong? What went wrong was that sin entered in. Have they got that? What went wrong is that sin entered in. Oh, that dreaded old sin. Well, that's not our fault, you say. Then whom should we blame? The guy next door? How about the people down the street? Who? Who is to blame? When you lease a property, there are conditions attached. Conditions you must adhere to. If you don't, guess what? You'll be tossed out on your ear. God has conditions too. Did you know that? But they all come under one heading. One heading. Sin. S-I-N. Sin. Now, what is sin? You may ask. Sin is anything contrary to God's word. Did you get that? Sin is anything contrary to God's word. Now, if you're going to live on God's estate free of charge, then you absolutely must adhere to His house rules, which are agreed to before you leave earth. God layeth not only the foundation, but all the rules that go with it as well. Now, if you carefully read the Bible, you will notice that God has set forth certain conditions to dwell in His heaven. Okay? And here's the main condition. Here is the main condition. Wow. Repent ye and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Did you get that? Repent ye and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. That's the answer that Paul and Silas gave the Philippian jailer when he asked them, what must he do to be saved? We're not talking about the wood in the house either. We're talking about his family. They too, if they repent and believe in the gospel, they too shall be saved. That's what it means when it says, and thy house. A lot of people get carried away with that. Anyway, unfortunately, even after Jesus came from God the Father and paid your rent in advance and promised you a home in heaven when your lease had expired upon earth, what did you do? What did you do? Or I should say, maybe what did we do? We mocked him? We put him to an open shame? Now listen carefully. Listen very carefully. God cannot lie. God cannot lie. Did you know that? I heard somebody call God a liar one day. Anyway, that's another story. He cannot deny himself. God cannot deny himself. He cannot lie. You will never be homeless. You will never be homeless if you trust and obey. Then there's a mansion waiting for you in the real fatherland. The real fatherland. Now, I want to draw your attention to some scripture in Matthew. Matthew 6. Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21. Please listen up. Matthew 6, verses 19 to 21. Every tree that bringeth forth that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Okay, we know where the fire is, right? Okay, verse 20. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Of course, this is Jesus Christ talking here. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them. Here it comes. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow. Right from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow. Well, on the other hand, if you've denied God by forsaking His Son, who took our place on Calvary's cross, then there will be no mention in glory. You got that? Unless you turn, that means repent and give your life to Christ, there will be no mention for you in glory. Your would-be eternal lease will be torn asunder before you can even move in. And your down payment will become invalid and transferred to the lake of fire. Wow. Transferred to the lake of fire. No. It's not something that God has reneged upon. No. You don't just read. Didn't read nor follow properly the instructions given by God. Give it some thought now. Give it some thought. Be sure that your lease has been activated, signed in the blood of your Savior Jesus Christ. It's His blood that activates it. So, be sure. Examine yourself. Examine yourself. Are you really in the faith? Huh? Or do you just think you are? Is God your landlord? Is He? Or is there another place you'll be moving to? Interesting. You see, you already have a lease with the underground, with the devil. Are you willing to sign a new lease and adhere to the conditions therein? A place where moth and rust doth not corrupt, and where thieves cannot break through and steal? Yes, there's a great eviction notice coming. It's eternal, not temporary. In part it will read, God is not willing that any should perish. Now, any means you, me, your family, your friends, anybody in the world. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to, what's that big word that people don't always agree with? All should come to you. Repentance. How people loathe that word, I don't know why. Word says, repent ye and believe the gospel, and thou shalt be saved. Tell me, are you under the blood of Christ? I've titled my message, God's Eviction Notice. Being evicted before you even get in, that's something, isn't it? Compare this, if you will, with your landlord's eviction notice. Do you have a landlord? I do. I rent. So I have a landlord. He's a nice guy. Frankly, there is no comparison, though. You see, with an earthly conviction, notice, you have to take up residence first, before it becomes valid, right? You have to move in. Then he's your landlord, right? He calls the shots, right? You have to have a lease. With God's eviction notice, you don't move in at all. Uh-oh. What did I just say? With God's eviction notice, you don't move in at all. Simply put, when you repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, then there's no such thing as an eviction notice. No such thing. And your habitation in glory can never be rescinded, can never be taken away. Once God receives you into His heavenly kingdom, that's it. There's no, oh, I made a mistake here. Get him out of here. I don't want to see him. No, no. God knows your heart. Even now as you listen to this message, God knows your heart. He knows every heart. He knows even who will turn to Him, who will believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. He knows. Well, I'm glad He knows, because I don't want it to be kept a secret. I want Him blabbing it all over the place. Hey, you can't have Tom Bombi because he's mine. He gave His life to me. He believed in my Son, Jesus Christ, who sacrificed and shed His blood on the cross. He's mine, I tell you. Nobody else can have Him. Wow. Now that's a landlord, if I ever heard one. With all due respect to God, of course. With all due respect. Tell me, I'd really like to know, are you a child of the King? Are you? You might be saying, what's this stuff about child of the King? Child of the King. Well, let me put it this way. Are you a child of the devil? What's all this stuff about a child of the devil? I'm just me. No, you're not. You don't belong to yourself. You never did, never will. When you were born representing who you will become and who you will be with. That's a fact. Everybody must pass through that wall that you can't see right now. Will yours be up? Or will it be down? Look, the way the world is today, I wouldn't wait too long. Don't procrastinate, because things are happening mighty fast. Have you looked around you? Have you seen really what's going on? Have you kept up with the news? Or do you just throw it aside and say, oh, I don't believe that garbage. You know, they don't know what they're talking about. They're all a bunch of liars. They're all a bunch of this and that. Well, I'm here to tell you. Call Him what you want. But there is one who's no liar. There's one who knows everything there is to know. And there's one who paid the price you could not pay. And that is to take away your sins. So that you could be a resident in glory with Him. I'm talking about Jesus Christ. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. Oh, what wonderful grace. So tell me, are you a child of the King? Do you know for sure? If not, make sure today. Is your future residence confirmed and reserved. Is it? You know, if you're not sure, if you're not absolutely sure, you can make sure this very day. Get it settled. Won't you come to Jesus today? He loves you. He loves you so much He gave His life for you. Won't you come? You know, I represent Battle Site for Christ. That's my site. But I'm also, every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, you can find me right here on the Just Jesus Radio Network. This is a Christian station. I love this Christian station. And I'm sure Jesus loves this Christian station too. Oh yes, we serve a risen Savior. Please, I urge you with all my heart, if you are not absolutely sure, then talk to somebody who can help you to understand and be sure of your salvation. Don't just accept any old abode, but go for the goal. And that's in glory. That's with Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. Oh, please. Please. Give it some thought today, will you? I want to thank you again for listening. And I pray God's rich blessing upon you and your house. Okay? God bless. Amen. Amen.